Hurricane Helene. Just saying the name, it's a lot to take in, right? All the pictures, the stories, it's a lot. So today we're doing a deep dive on something we don't always talk about: insurance. Specifically, the insurance mess left behind after a storm this big. And we've got a lot to cover today, by the way. Articles from Barron's, Wired, Time, even the Washington Post, and they all kind of agree on one crazy thing. A lot of people, especially inland, they just weren't covered for flood damage from Helene. Like, at all.
Yeah, it's a big blind spot.
Yeah.
Especially now with the climate changing so fast.
Totally. Most people just assume, I'm not on the coast, flooding is not my problem. Helene proved that's not true. At all. So can you maybe break down how we even got here? Like, why is insurance such a mess after these storms, especially flooding?
Well, you got to go back, way back, to after World War II. See, back then, private insurance companies, they were having a moment like, how do we even measure flood risk? Data was bad. Potential payouts were huge. They weren't into it.
Makes sense.
Right. So basically, they were like, flood insurance, that's the government's problem now.
Passing the buck.
Basically. And that's how the National Flood Insurance Program was born, the NFIP, they call it. Totally separate from your regular homeowner's insurance.
Okay, so that's why there's even a separate thing for flood insurance. But what about these, like, FEMA flood maps? The Barron's article said those are, like, totally obsolete now.
Yeah, they're really bad. And this is where it gets even worse. Those maps, they're mostly using old data, right? Like, way old. Doesn't factor in climate change at all.
So they're useless.
Basically. It's like using a map from the 50s to drive around today, you're going to get lost fast. And it's not even just the big stuff like hurricanes. It's those little rivers, creeks, you know, the ones that really mess things up during Helene.
Oh, yeah.
Those almost never show up on FEMA maps. They slip through the cracks.
And that's where that analysis, that 2021 from First Street Foundation, that was wild.
Right.
They said way more houses were at risk of, what was it, a 100-year flood? Way more than FEMA.
Way more. And keep in mind, 100-year flood doesn't actually mean once every 100 years. It means there's a 1% chance of it happening every year.
That's a little different.
Right. It's not just a coast thing anymore.
Definitely not.
Like, take Asheville, North Carolina.
Asheville, that's in the mountains.
Exactly. But First Street, they found something like 15% of properties, at least, are at risk of flooding in the next 30 years. But most people there, no clue. They're looking at these old FEMA maps thinking they're safe.
Wow.
So you put it all together, bad info, insurance that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It's kind of scary, right? This whole outdated system trying to deal with climate change, and it's regular people who get left behind. But then on top of that, you've got the whole insurance industry itself. They're freaking out too, and not just because of Helene.
Yeah, it's a mess. Homeowners insurance, it's like through the roof. Even places hurricanes never go. Like between 2021, 2023, just those couple of years, average costs went up almost 20%.
20%? That's insane.
It's wild. And then there's Florida, right? They're like the poster child for this whole thing.
Total disaster down there.
Total. Average homeowner, you're looking at more than $10,000 a year just for insurance.
No way.
Yeah. And it's so bad. Some of the big companies, they're just like, peace out, Florida, canceling policies, refusing to cover anyone.
So what are people supposed to do? That's like more than a mortgage payment for some people.
Right. And the thing is, the NFIP, that government program, it was supposed to be the safety net, but even they're drowning.
Yeah. What's the deal with that? I mean, they're the government, right? They have money.
You'd think so. But they're billions in debt from other storms, other disasters.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. They need to raise prices to match the risk, which, like we said, is way higher now.
But then nobody can afford it.
Exactly. And then there's the politics,
mm-hmm.
right? Nobody wants to update the flood maps because that means telling people, hey, guess what? You're in a danger zone now. Pay up.
It's like a lose-lose situation.
Totally. NFIP's going broke. Private companies are bailing. Homeowners are stuck. And that Washington Post article, they had some rough stories about North Carolina. Like, they've had okay rates there, but for how long, right? And some people, they had no flood insurance at all.
I can't even imagine. Seriously, it's just, like, it's people's lives, huh. right? And that Washington Post article, there was this one story, Stephanie Buchanan, she lost, like, everything. Creek flooded near her place in Bakersville, North Carolina, and boom, gone. And she had no clue her insurance wouldn't cover it.
It's heartbreaking. So many people, they go through this awful thing, and then, bam, another hit. You're like, oh, by the way, you're on your own. And even if you do get FEMA money, $42,000, that's the max usually, right? It's
yeah.
like, what is that going to cover?
Seriously, $42,000.
Yeah.
Some of these houses, that's like the deductible on their insurance.
Exactly. It's a Band-Aid on a, you know, on a much bigger problem. And it goes on, too, even after the cameras are gone, the whole economy in these places gets wrecked, houses lose value, businesses close. The Washington Post, they talked to this one expert, Landry, I think, and he used this phrase, collective amnesia.
Collective amnesia? What's that?
It's like, after these big floods, housing prices go down, obviously, right? But then 5-10 years later, people forget. Or they convince themselves, oh, it won't happen again, and the prices go back up.
But with climate change, it will happen again.
Exactly. It's like building a house on sand, you know? It's not smart. So the big question is, like, what now? What can we even do?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Right. Some people, they say we got to make flood insurance mandatory, like car insurance. Everyone pays in. Everyone's covered.
That makes sense.
But then how do you pay for it?
Right.
How do you make it affordable? And then some people, they want bigger FEMA payouts or for FEMA to cover, mm-hmm. like more stuff. And that Time article we talked about, remember? They said every dollar we spend on like climate proofing, it could save us like $11 later.
Wow, that's a no-brainer.
Right. But honestly, even just us, like people, we can do stuff. That Wired article they talked about, New Zealand, they have this all hazards insurance. One policy covers basically everything.
Right.
Yeah. It's wild. I don't know if it would work here, but still makes you think.
Definitely. So, okay. I think the takeaway here is knowledge is power, right? Check your insurance. Make sure you're covered. Don't trust those FEMA maps. And speak up.
Yes.
Tell someone, because this is like way bigger than just one storm, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay safe out there.